The Hard Way Home, The Star and the Shamrock, Book 3, written by Jean Granger. Narrated by Siobhan Waring. To my children, Connor, Sorka, Aideen, and Siobhan. There are only two lasting bequests we can hope to give our children. One of these is roots, the other, wings. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Chapter 1. Dublin, Ireland, 1950. Liesl sat behind the podium, focusing her attention entirely on the speaker from the other team, mentally noting his points, formulating her rebuttal. The crowd were respectfully listening to her opponent, so despite the ornate hall being packed to capacity, his voice was the only sound. Ancient books rested behind grills the length of both walls, and the entire place smelt of a rich cultural and academic heritage dating back centuries. Liesl loved it. Trinity College Dublin were proposing the motion today. Not her chosen position at the best of times. She preferred arguing against, but it was the luck of the draw. It required all of her analytical and oratory skills to argue in support of this motion. That this House supports Irish neutrality in the period 1939 to 1945, something she personally vehemently disagreed with. But the Irish varsity debating finals held no place for sentiment. She allowed herself a quick glance down at the audience in Goldsmith Hall, where Elizabeth, Daniel, Ariella, Willie and Eric were sitting, proud as punch. She had warned them in advance that she would be arguing against something she fundamentally disagreed with, but they said they understood and insisted on coming to support her. She made them promise not to look at her, as it was going to be difficult enough without seeing them there. Her Mutti, who hid in a Berlin attic for years. Her mother's husband, Willie, who'd lost a leg in Russia but didn't let it stop him. Her adopted mother, Elizabeth, who lost everything when the Germans bombed her house in Liverpool. Tall, dark, handsome Daniel Lieber, her adopted father, who as a Jew had escaped Vienna only by the intervention of a friend in England. Then her brother Eric, tall as Daniel almost, and filled out too, who looked so much like she remembered her father it took her breath away sometimes. Arguing that anyone should have been neutral in the face of the evil that killed their father and forced her and her little brother on a train and into the arms of strangers was going to be hardest of all. She risked a glance at her brother. She was 10 and Eric 7 when they left Berlin, and they were very close. His sleek dark hair was a little longer on top now, as was the fashion, and his dark brown eyes gave him a soulful look. How she loved them all.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?